Some educational institutions in the Upper West region have taken delivery of 17 vehicles presented by the president last week. Senior high schools received 11, with 4 going to colleges of education and 2 for technical schools. The Upper West Regional Minister Alhaji Amidu Suleimani, who presented the vehicles to the Regional Director of Education, Mrs. Patricia Aiko, said the move forms part of government's effort to resource educational institutions to perform better. Alhaji Suleimani has a word of advice to the beneficiary schools.
As a policy, government from time to time tries to resource institutions to make them perform their functions effectively. And that is exactly what has just been done to the schools in the country. And we in this part of the country, we are also beneficiaries. My advice to the institutions and the heads is that ensure that these vehicles are utilized for what they have been given for. They are not funeral vehicles, so that every weekend you deploy them to funeral grounds. Of course, they will be used. We can't say they cannot be used for funerals, depending on whose funeral it is. But they're not just there to be deployed for funerals and for other ceremonies like weddings and other things. They are meant to service the schools. And most of you who do not have vehicles, you know what you have gone through in the past. So it is your duty to ensure that these vehicles are properly maintained and serviced regularly.
The Regional Director of Education, Mrs. Patricia Aiko, and the Regional Secretary of Conference of Heads of Assisted Secondary Schools, Gaetan Bayel, were very thankful to the government for reaching out to the schools, but asked for more. They promised that the vehicles would be used for the purposes for which they were acquired. First, the Regional Director of Education, Mrs. Aiko.
We have also taken note that we are given 1,000 cartons of chalk. We are given a sofa for the senior high schools. We are also given so many dual desks. At the appropriate time, we'll account to the government.
On behalf of beneficiary schools and the heads, we are very thankful to the government of the day for providing us with these means of transport. We pledge and we shall live by our pledge that we shall take good care of them and ensure that we use them for the purpose for which they have been given to schools. I'm particularly thankful for the sake of my colleagues who had no means of transport to run their school administration. We are very grateful. And just as my regional director said, we still expect a little bit more from government to make the teaching and learning in our schools more productive.